people that you're calling for. David Cassidy. Hey, David.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm actually so good. Great to see you in leather again, you know.
Yeah. He's pointing at
me. That's my old 80s jacket.
Yeah, the first thing he said, it's so funny, because I swear to God, it's so weird.
It is good.
Because I want their jacket back. I still worry so much about your opinion. Aww, I've been frantic because I've been outside chain smoking. I said, who has perfume or cologne? Because David will yell at me for smoking.
No, I wouldn't.
And then I put a mint in, and then the first thing he goes,
what do you think I'm chewing gum for?
First thing you looked at me and said, hey, is that my old jacket from the 80s? There's just no believing.
I had that jacket, like in like 88.
Yeah, I didn't
thinking
even know
like,
this.
Yeah, I got to go to leather.
Because we, you know, we wake up at like the butt crack of dawn at 3:45, but I didn't even notice you do have the kind of Boy George white t-shirt thing.
Yeah, I always have that look, though.
Yeah, George Michael, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'll take George Michael over Boy George anytime.
All right, well,
I've heard.
I think you have, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, you have that kind of that Dick Clark thing going on.
Oh, please. Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, where you don't age.
Oh, I told you, I know it's a good thing. Oh, that kind of Dick Clark thing, as opposed to the one that the other has.
Off the air, I said, you know, Dick Clark's a freak.
I know, I just wanted to throw him off.
He's a super freak.
Dick Clark's a super freak. You gotta dig him.
Now,
you do have the I look like now your older brother.
You are my older brother. You were Keith, right? And I was the cute redhead.
Wow, that's true. You do look older
like
than
his
him.
Older brother with the gray beard and the bad wrinkles and stuff. But I've been weathered. You know, I lived.
You're riding a motorcycle to work, man.
Yeah,
you're still trying to keep up that like I'm really cool image.
No,
I'm a really very hip guy.
Yes. No, you know what it
I'm
is?
I'm in L.A., man. I'm on the radio.
It's actually sadder than that. I just can't die fast enough.
He wants to die.
No, but you've tried.
I have tried.
So many times.
Everybody keeps looking at me and going, you know, life's too short. It's like, are you pleased? It goes on forever.
I have to take issue with one thing I heard in the radio this morning.
Sir.
Coming into work, I listen, and you were seriously talking to Jamie about I don't know. We're talking about a movie that you had seen, and that's when I tuned in.
Under the Tuscan Sun.
Right,
Under the Tuscan Sun. And I hear you go, yeah, but you ever wonder, like, what about in life, like, when part B comes?
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
You're on part Z, pal. Are you freaking kidding me?
You're holding for me, Cassidy.
No, no. I was with you in part A, okay? Let me just go through the letters for you.
Yeah, you know that Danny just told me how long the Partridge Family...
Jamie flipped out about this.
I thought it was like on for 15 years or something.
Well, everybody did.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah,
4 years, that was it.
100 episodes, 98 episodes.
But I mean, who knew it became such a thing of 4 years?
Well,
that was 30 years ago.
By episode... Three.
We know.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, I thought it was on for 10, 15 years, something like that. I'm like,
yeah, it was pretty good, you know?
It's one of those shows where it not only doesn't go away, but it affected you at a certain point in your life. Like, I just ran into three or four sales ladies.
Right.
These are executives. They're going, oh, my God, David Cassidy is here. I said, come down and say hi. And they're, no, we can't. You know, it's just it made a super effect on
I think they were just doing that to impress you.
I was doing
it. I paid
them. Oh, my God, I can't go down there.
Well, you know, there's a new theory by my friend Gretchen, Danny's
That's
wife.
That's my wife.
And my own self, and that is that Reuben touched Danny and violated him.
Oh, God.
That is their
theory.
I'm not
kidding.
Well, of course, it's all of what television and radio has become.
Right, exactly.
No, I'm not kidding.
If it isn't like, you know.
It's his own wife at home. She's not doing a radio show.
What's sad about it is that. Poor Dave Madden.
I know, nicest guy in the face of the earth. Sit at home, girl, leave me alone.
But
and you're
home?
Still ragging on him.
Now, the question arose because I don't think Gretchen knew, and then Jamie didn't know. No, that's him.
Yeah.
How do you know he has a big wanky?
Oh my God, it's a legend.
We're here already.
You don't know that?
Wow, I don't know that wanky.
Cut out.
It's a legend.
You have a huge penis.
The plaster caster. It's her biggest one.
Nuh-uh.
Like a moose.
I had to come here.
I sell the plaster
this kind of abuse
on jamiewhite.com, and we can make one.
Everybody, it was legend. Everybody called him Donk, as in short for donkey. It was everybody knew.
They called him Donk.
Yes, everyone. It was standard.
Hello, Donk.
Yes, there was a legend.
Not like Donkey.
It was a legend.
It was a legend.
That's why I'm so excited he's here. My big brother with the giant wiener.
You know what's weird?
He sold millions of albums, slept with millions of groupies, and there's a giant wiener. I love that man.
And you know, because you can't see penis cleavage or anything like
right.
that. You know, so you don't. It's weird now talking to you, knowing that there's this huge thing between your legs. It makes me uncomfortable.
It didn't make you uncomfortable the last time you saw it.
It makes me feel creepy.
Okay, so...
Malcolm in the middle, huh?
Yeah, someone's in the middle.
No, that's the nickname for his donk now. you're on the season premiere.
Now, wait a minute. I'm on the season premiere.
Of Malcolm in the Middle.
And
Sunday, I'm going with November 2nd on this.
Yeah, you got to be going with November 2nd, right after baseball.
We love that Freddie Muñez, or whatever.
Frankie Muñez.
We love him.
Actually, he was a great kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid. And, Bryan Cranston directed the show, plays a dad. And it's their premiere episode. They went to Vegas. I play a character named Boone Vincent.
Oh, God.
Boone is an amalgamation of all the sickest egomaniacal asses I've ever met in my life.
Really?
That are self-obsessed. And you know...
And they picked you.
And they picked me. Well, I understand. I have another bone to pick with you. After I tell you a little bit about Boone Vincent.
Okay, anyway, Malcolm Jane in the Middle, Sunday, November 2nd.
Right. Jane Casimarica plays Malcolm's mom.
Right.
Malcolm tries to make up because he's been a bad kid.
Right.
And he feels really bad. Bryan Cranston plays dad, gets this fantasy that he's going to hit a huge jackpot. He takes everybody to Vegas on this pursuit of this slot machine and this dream he has.
Right.
Meanwhile, Malcolm has to appease his mom because he's been a bad kid.
Right.
So he gets her front row tickets to see Boone Vincent.
To see Boone.
Okay, right. To see Boone.
Sure.
Now, Boone has way too much hair, has really, really bad, seriously bad jewelry.
Yeah.
And
bling bling going on?
Bobby Bedfingers.
Yeah.
I can't speak ill of anyone I have met. So.
I just got back from Mexico. I bought him at the border, leaving him alone.
So anyway, all of these 30, 40-ish women are throwing underwear. And Malcolm is in the middle of this.
Right.
Right.
Hence the name. Right.
And his mom is going crazy. Jane Casimarica is going berserk because she's seeing her idol. Well, Boone picks her out of the audience and says, has someone come back and bring her backstage.
You're supposed to be telling us the whole plot line?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how to do this anymore, so.
I'm just wondering.
Anyway, Malcolm goes back with her, and I take her into the room, and they hear all this giggling and going on. And Malcolm is petrified that he's gotten his mother involved.
Boned by Boone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's the title of the episode.
Boned by Boone, Sunday, November 2nd on Malcolm in the Middle.
Did you ever ask Frankie about his orthodontist? No.
Anyway.
Jamie, not everyone knows this.
I know. It was a joke.
What? Do you have an orthodontist? The same one that Frankie has? Is that
it? Yes.
Okay. What are you going to court about?
I'm suing someone. I've been suing someone. But I can't talk.
Well, of course you can.
Let me put it this way. No, it's
that's why you're on the radio.
Stop.
But here's the good thing. Let's say I lose, which is unlikely. I don't go to jail. It's not that kind of thing.
Now, there's a fresh idea.
It's all fresh and new. I'm the good guy on this one.
Oh, Lord. Danny Bonaducci not going to jail after going to court.
No, if a judge goes
like
this. Can
you imagine?
If a judge goes guilty, I go, I must have been mistaken. And I go home.
You're guilty.
No, the other, if he says
the other guy.
Guilty, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm suing.
Hey, Sue.
Yeah.
Oh, here's, we got to tell a
now,
story.
Are you, you're the one that your mom left some money on her...
My mother left a $25,000 inheritance for all three of us kids.
Wait. But Sue?
But I got a separate check for $5,000 with a post-it note on it saying, say hello to David for me.
Right.
Because I gave up giving
CDM
6 or 7 times. Yeah.
Sue?
Yes?
Shut up for a second, okay?
Hello?
Hi.
Sue?
We need to take a little break.
Okay.
And when we come back...
I'm going to talk to you soon.
Okay, baby.
Okay, doll.
Ew, we've got a porn line going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I thought you were going to be
1-900, Danny's crack.
That'll get you something else entirely.
That went awry. I thought she was going to be weeping and stuff. I didn't know you were going to be creepy.
No,
she's not creepy. She's fine.
Oh, sorry.
I'd love to hear the story. Well, thank you for calling, Sue.
All right. Yeah. I wanted to be weepy and stuff, not creepy.
You can't dictate people's emotions on this, Miss White.
Hold on, Jamie and Danielle.
1-877-487-9999.
Hey, it's 925 Star 98.7. Kendall Jackson Wines and the LA Kings are coming together for the third year in a row. It's at the Staples Center Wednesday the 15th for the LA Kings home opener. Dennis Quaid and the Sharks are playing. We'll have Kendall Jackson Wine tasting. Ryan and Lisa will be broadcasting live, so log on to star97.com and bid for your tickets. It's 926. Here's Chris Hughes.
Star Traffic is brought to you by Paris, Las Vegas. Well, guess what? The Star Traffic Alert is finally clear. 57 North connector to the 60 West. So a little woohoo action. 57 North still a little bit slow from slow and go from about Brea Canyon or so. It's been like that all morning. The other world jam ups that West 10. That's backed up from before the 110 heading all the way out to the 405. There was a really bad crash at National a couple hours ago, and the freeway just never recovered. South 405 heavy from the 101 down to Getty and then into OC. Some more delays just lingering around South 405 from about Golden West down to Beach Boulevard, kind of through there. And 101 South into downtown is backed up from Vine Street all the way down past the 110. If you're on the 60 West, that's also slow from the 710 over onto the transition with the West 10.
I'm gonna get a cappuccino soon. I'm gonna strangle somebody.
I'm awake. How about you?
I can't get my eyes open.
My destination.
Star 98.7.
That's impressive.
What?
All the calls from Australia.
Well, it's impressive, to be honest. I mean, we had What's-Her-Face from...
we had What's-Her-Face.
Aliens or Alias and... what's her new movie?
What are you talking about?
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. Phones didn't go do that. That's my brother David Cassidy who makes the phones do that.
Yeah, I know. We had Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. I'm supposed to pay.
I was just going to leave it alone because I
don't have the decency to show up in person. I don't have to know their friggin' names.
But it's the wrong person. It's like totally
right.
The wrong
had
person.
Had I been looking at her like I'm looking at David Cassidy, I'd know, hey, that's what's her face.
I'll call you Sean any minute.
Okay. How is Sean?
Call me Sean.
Sean's great.
All right. Oh, yeah. Sean's good. All right.
Let's go back to the cancer call. Cancer call, you're on the air. Sue?
Hi, Sue. Okay.
Thank you for holding on, by the way.
Let me just tell you the short end of the story, because it's a long story. I gave up seeing you 6 times.
Right.
Between 1991, when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer.
That's when Danny was opening for me.
That's right.
And I had tickets to see you and Danny in Chicago the weekend my mom had her breast made removed. Oh. And even though my parents told me, go, 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 I would never have forgiven myself. I love you, David, but my mother meant so much to me.
As well she should have.
And I met a girl on the internet. She insisted that I was a much better fan than she was. And she flew me to Vegas on her frequent flyer miles to see her COPA show, made a big donation to your wife's charity so that
Kids
I could
charities.
Meet you. So my mom got to see that I met you before she passed away on November 25th of 2000.
Oh, wow. God bless you. And your mother, I might add.
And when I got my inheritance, all three of us kids got $25,000, but I got two checks, one for $20,000, and the other one had a post-it note from my mother on it that said, say hello to David for me.
Well, you know, that
so
is...
you wonder why you've seen this strange woman from Wisconsin all over the country, it's because my mom... knew it was all her fault. She turned on Marcus Welby in 1970, and I saw you.
That was me.
And then came the Partridge Family, and then once you sang, that was it.
Yeah, well, I got to say
most
something.
Angelic voice. You got me through the hardest time of my life, and even though I've had 7 meet and greets set up, they've all fallen through for my best friend.
No.
And I wanted to tell
you
meet
and greet her
too. So now I'm telling it to you on the radio.
Well, you're doing it, and you're doing a fantastic job. Let me just say this, and in all sincerity about...
And tell me... Sue, I'm just trying to respond to you.
Okay. I'm just trying to tell you that it is extremely meaningful for me, and I know...
Shut up now.
Let him have his moment.
I can't even do this with you.
Sue.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking over here.
Your mother died. Sue.
Oh, dear, just stay nice.
Sue.
It's the room. Stay nice. You can do it.
Okay.
Danny and I had a great opportunity to touch a lot of people's lives with that television show. The idea that... Stop laughing, Jane. It's not funny. The idea she cared that much about you.
I have a dead mom. I can say
and
this.
And your mom... Danny.
You guys don't make fun of this.
I'm not.
Your mom put a post-it note on something.
I've got to go now, see David. It's odd. I'm sorry.
I just want to say thank you for the call, and your mother was a wonderful person to thought of you like that, and thank her for donating $5,000 to my life. I truly mean that. I appreciate the fact that you've gone through such hoops and all of that
stuff. She actually has seen you 20 times.
Well, wow. You know, the thing was, I had great experiences. I've met a bunch of wonderful fans.
All right,
I've gotten them to meet you 5 times, but I can't get my 2 best friends to meet you.
Well, we'll take care of that. Stay on the line.
What we're going to do. Sue, we're going to give you a big old booby prize. All right, so hold on. I got her on hold.
There you go. We'll take care of it.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And had you not screwed it up and made complete fun of a girl who's like,
dude, that's a weird thing.
I can't go there with you, Danny. I'm sorry.
All right, push a button.
You know, if it hadn't been for those people out there, you'd still be living in that Motel 6, pal.
Dude, I was trying to get a job wearing the lobster suit. Nobody gave it to me.
I heard. Did you tell the story?
Yeah.
On the air?
Judging. I mean, the woman wouldn't let you talk, so we're allowed to have this moment.
We're hassling her storytelling abilities, not her.
Well, okay.
We know that you're all sensitive and crap. We got it.
Well, we know you're certainly not. Right.
Yes, I am.
We know that you're nicer than this room,
right.
But so is Goebbels.
Exactly. We're all crazy and crap.
Hello?
Scott?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Scott.
Did your mom die?
Good morning.
Morning. So is your mom still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive and doing well in Boston, thank you.
Good. You're not in the shower or anything, are you?
No.
What are you wearing?
No, please.
He's got a lot of those fans.
Yeah. What's up, Scott?
Hey, David, I'm a big fan of your work since the 70s.
Thank you.
And I'm really looking forward to the release of your CD next month. A Touch of Blue, I think it's called?
Yeah, it's called A Touch of Blue, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Well,
my question is this. Arista, or BMG, recently shelved plans to release the remainder of the Partridge Family and your solo material.
That would be not true.
Really?
Well, I was in a little bit of a legal dispute with them recently, and we settled that one. So,
really?
Yes.
And by the grin on your face, I think you won.
I had a very, very good experience talking sense to them.
Well, actually, this news is just as of last week. They're not going to put the bulletin board or the rest of your stuff out. Yeah.
Danny, there goes that residual. But
they're not putting the bulletin board out.
It was a gold album and sold. I think it actually sold over 1 million copies, but who cares?
Yeah.
The idea that you would be interested in bulletin board is a good thing, but
kind of creepy.
You might be more interested in A Touch of Blue. So, as much as I love listening to all that old school stuff, you might want to get into the new millennium
stuff.
Yeah. I think it's better stuff now. Anyway.
Here's
but
Carol.
Thank you.
Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, David.
Hiya.
This is Carol. I live in Denver. I live in Denver. Danny's show telecast here, and
no kidding.
A couple times.
No, it doesn't.
Well, wait a minute. It doesn't go to Denver?
It doesn't go anywhere anymore.
It doesn't?
About the radio show.
The radio show.
Oh, she said Danny's show. She's the one that's got anybody called this train wreck my show.
Anyway, David, I just wanted to thank you for the Fairfield show. I was there on Friday night.
Wow, yeah. That was an amazing little theater.
Yes, that was a tiny little theater. But
it was. The smallest state I've ever done. Unbelievable. It was like 400 people,
right.
But in a $10 million facility, built like the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion or as state-of-the-art brand-new Broadway.
Really?
Unbelievable. Cool. Very cool. And a great audience and great show. Thanks.
And David mentioned that it was like being in his living room, and we really liked being in his living room,
too. Well, you should see David's house. It's actually smaller than his living room. Kid's done kind of all right for himself the last few years.
I'm
not bitter. It's okay.
Sharla, hi. Sharla?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Queensland.
You're calling from Queensland, Australia?
Yeah, I called, spoke to you last week on another radio show.
Of course, I'm on the radio every day.
Whore.
Hi, you're in Queensland. What the hell are you doing listening to this?
And I think she's listening to it tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow there. What day of the week is it there?
It's 2:40 in the morning.
2:40 in the morning. And Queensland is located where in Australia?
Left.
Uh-huh.
It's
at the top. It's at the top.
And what are the cities in Queensland that we would not
know?
Shut up. Let me ask. There's a couple of good stories here. Here's Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead and tell your story.
I have a horrid story. Sure. I went and saw David on my 21st birthday at the Copa show.
Uh-huh.
And he came off the stage and he was singing I Think I Love You.
Yes.
And he was about 5 feet away from me. And this horrid, ugly, fat woman gets up, jumps on top of him, starts kissing and hugging him. He gets freaked out, has this horrible look on his face, and goes back up on stage.
So your horrible incident is that you didn't get to hug David Cassidy?
No, I cried. I cried.
Did you really?
I've seen him since I was little. My dad's always taken me. Like, my license plate says Partridge.
Wow.
My license plate frame says I Think I Love You, David Cassidy.
No, it does not.
I'm a huge fan.
Do you seriously?
Like, you're 5 feet away from David. Me.
How old are you now? 23?
Are you armed at all times?
No, no. This is good. I mean, I like this.
Young.
Well, she's, yeah.
I'm 24.
24.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
Uh-huh. Exactly. That's where I was going.
I have questions for you.
I'm at work, so I can't possibly be as how I'd like to be.
Oh, but I love that. And
can you be discreet?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, listen, it's just the two of us. No one's listening.
Maybe.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Valencia.
Valencia? Oh, that's near here.
Yes, it's go to Queensland and go around the world. Go over there.
Well, I'll be playing in this general vicinity on November 22nd, 1st and 2nd, and I'm at the Orange County Performing Arts Center, something like that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You will?
Yeah.
Wait, which day is it? November what?
November 21st, 22nd.
Oh, my gosh.
Just remember it as the anniversary of when Kennedy was shot.
Anniversary?
Oh, that's great to know.
Yeah, that's just sometimes we ignore it.
I thought you'd be impressed that I knew Kennedy was shot that day.
Well, all I can say is you're...
Not when you can't say anniversary, is not.
You and I
say vicinity, you didn't yell at him.
Yeah, but he's getting all touchy because he's, you know, touchy.
Yeah, somebody's mom
I haven't
loved
even
him.
Touched you yet. I didn't even say hello, did I?
He, like, flipped out when somebody got all sensitive.
Well,
he doesn't listen to this show.
This is the absolute antichrist of sensitivity. This show. Danny and Jamie in the morning will insult anybody.
Yes.
All I can say is I hope to see you there, and maybe you'll get to hug me around.
That would be creepy too.
Thanks for the call, sweetie.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Maybe you can hump my leg.
Wow. Shut up. You need a muzzle. We need a muzzle for her. Put the lobster over her head.
All right, we're gonna. Is there if you stay for one more break?
Mm-hmm. Just to redeem myself.
Oh, that's probably not going to happen.
All right, when we come back, we're with our friend, David Cassidy, when we come back. Woo!
Call Jamie and Danny now. 1-877-487-9999.
These are harder to do.
Wake up, Slimy Big!
Hi, I'm officially waking your ass up.
Coffee.
Good morning!
Coffee.
In case I don't see you.
Coffee!
Good afternoon, good evening, or good night.
Identification.
Star 98.7.
All my emotions with your friend are wrong.
Yes, they are. Well, that's funny. No, that's sad.
No, Jamie, that's sad.
By the way, I'd like to remind everybody, because everybody's calling up to speak to my friend David Cassidy, but I want to remind everybody, David stars in the season premiere of Malcolm in the Middle. That's Sunday, November 2nd on Fox, so check that out.
And also,
and I hear you're great, by the way.
Well, you heard
November
from me.
November 21st, 23rd.
Yeah, November 21st, 22nd at the Orange County Performing Arts Center in California.
Very nice. Okay, to the bones.
To the bones.
Ellie.
Hi.
Hi.
Ellie?
You sound sad.
I am sad.
What's the matter?
Tell me about this.
I think that last Saturday was the last show that I would have seen David at. That was my last show because my husband refuses to let me go to any more shows.
Why?
Is he jealous?
He just thinks I'm becoming a groupie. Oh.
Why? Because you like to go to see somebody perform?
Right.
But how many have you gone to? That's maybe the...
Oh, probably I go to one or two a year. One year I didn't go to any.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I got a problem with your husband then.
I got a problem with him.
Listen to Cassie's getting all fat ass.
No. I got a problem with it. He's making you sad. It's upsetting you. He said you wrote in your email that... He said if you go to another show, he's going to divorce you.
Yeah, I've got it right here in my hand, in your own handwriting.
Well, he didn't actually say the word divorce. He said it's our marriage or David. You want a family or you want David?
Well, you'd much rather have me.
Yeah,
me.
What
Come
did
on.
You pick, you crazy woman, you?
Wow, what a tough decision. I know
well,
my answer.
Well, I think any husband that would make you make that kind of a choice when you've only seen a couple shows a year, I mean, that's not, like, crazy. Where do you live?
Torrance.
What are you
Torrance.
Wearing?
Okay. Oh, what are you wearing? Yeah. Now you at work?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, you're at home. And is he at work?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Because I have his number.
Can we reach him at work?
What?
Can we reach him
at work? Can we call him?
Hi, that's his cell phone.
Right. Okay, but can we talk all three or six of us?
Yeah.
He doesn't hang up on you.
Well, I want you, Danny.
What's his name?
I want Danny to handle this because Jamie, your emotions are all wrong.
Okay. Willie.
He'll be like, what?
Willie.
Willie.
Schwilly.
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 Willing. All right,
Danny,
I'm going to have this clear and calm and relaxed.
I have a lot of male fans.
I'm going to handle this in an adult manner.
Wow, this is a big buildup for somebody that's not
Hello?
Answering.
Hello, is this Schwilly?
Yes.
Hi, it's Danny Bonaduce. You're on the air with Jamie and Danny. And I just want to say, I think you're a punk-ass bitch.
No, he didn't. Hey, Schwilly?
Handled that wrong?
Schwilly?
Nice move, Danny.
Sorry.
Schwilly.
Schwilly, this is David Cassidy calling. Schwilly.
Oh, he hung up.
Don't bail.
Oh, God.
Don't bail. No.
He hung up.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I swear to God, he hung
up. Danny didn't say that.
Ellie.
He did hang up. I'm not
Ellie?
Kidding.
Yep.
We're trying again. Hang on.
Don't insult him.
I won't. I'm sorry.
No, he's not obviously not a well-balanced guy. Let me have it.
What do you mean? Who's not?
Wait.
Me. Yeah.
Wait. Hang on.
Uh-oh. You have to say you're on the air.
Yeah,
I will.
He's not going to pick up because he's a punk-ass bitch.
Shh. Don't pass that around.
Oh, shh. I'm supposed
to keeping it a secret now.
Yeah, you know what?
You handed him the torch over
here. He's frightened. He's frightened now. Now I've probably got some sort of psycho stalker.
I'm sorry.
Nice going.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I don't know. He's not
going
to answer.
No.
Shwilly?
You're forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Let me mute
3.
Blah, 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 blah.
Da, 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 da.
4.
Okay.
4.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, it's me. Shwilly, this is David Cassidy. I have Ellie on the phone. I'm live on 98.7, the radio. The radio, I don't have to say. Start on
Okay,
I just want to say that I think you're being a little unfair, not allowing or threatening to say it's either our marriage, our family, or you, David Cassidy. All she wants to do is come to a show once a year, once or twice a year. You could come along. You know, there are men there, too. And you don't have to be, your sexuality doesn't need to be threatened. It's just a performance, entertainment. Could be a lot of fun. Who knows? You might even get out of that uptightness that you're feeling every day.
You two are the cartridge dicks.
I still think you're a punk ass
No,
me I couldn't
you're
say
not.
So.
Be a sensitive guy, do the right thing, and give your wife something that she might enjoy.
Some toys.
Come on.
They live near
come
the
on,
November
be sensitive.
Shows.
Come on. Exactly. Be a man.
I can't go to that one.
Why not?
Well, he won't let me.
Well, we're going to try and change
that. Yeah, we're going to try and change that and get you.
Ellie? I tell you what, Ellie. Yeah.
I think there's a different subject here. You're an adult.
No.
Make she's your own decisions.
No, she doesn't want to get into a bad. No, it's bad.
I think I'm already in trouble.
Yeah, I think it's gone bad.
I think you are too, and
it's
I don't want you to be in trouble.
Insulted his manhood.
How about this? I'm giving you two seats.
Wait,
two seats from me. And you invite him to come, and I will personally meet him.
You called him a homo.
I did.
Seriously. And I'll apologize for my good friend Danny Bonaducci and one
else.
With the wrong emotions, Jamie. All the wrong emotions.
You want to try calling the Virologic?
No.
We're
no, we're done with this. But I'm getting your information. Stay on the line, and you got 2 free tickets to the show.
Oh, my
November
God.
21st or 22nd, whichever you want, okay?
David,
from
thank
me.
You so much.
God bless you, sweetie.
Well,
bye.
Now you're even cool. Just pushing it even further. Well,
that was awesome.
She has free tickets.
Well,
Shirley's going to go, and he's going to be
I'm going to try and just make sure that there's no, spousal abuse here.
Here's what I'm going to do. You have my home phone number. I'm going to make sure whatever night that Shwilly comes to the show.
You'll be there?
I would also like to come to the show. I'd like to be seated somewhere between Shwilly and you.
Oh,
Shwilly's the dick I think he is.
Don't
he's
be Shwilly.
Okay, man. Can I tell you something? Danny Bonaducci is a badass.
Seat down Shwilly at the David Cassidy show November 21st and 2nd.
That's right.
Why don't you jump in with your motorcycle?
That's the Christmas show.
I've seen that karate thing that you do. Don't you do a karate video or something? Kickboxing
video?
Yeah,
but I lose in that one. The only one I ever beat up was that
guy. He can memorize his birthday,
Brady.
Too.
Oh, God.
I accidentally said, the only person I ever really beat up was that fag and a half Brady, but I didn't mean that. It was very gallant of whatever his Barry Williams to agree to get his ass kicked.
Oh, I heard, I never saw it, but
six knockdowns in 91 seconds. It was horrifying.
No, you enjoyed every moment of it.
I was like crazed, but when it was over and this guy, because he turned into like this old guy.
He's an old guy.
He is an old guy. Right.
Like he's out of shape. Dad, I don't know why.
While I was killing him, I'm not bragging. I'm saying
you
it was shameful.
Before, you're like,
desperately seeking celebrity. This is, I'll whore for any amount of money just to be on TV and show my muscles, Dad.
No, he said that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we all know that about you.
Yeah.
He's like,
this is the only man. He
you're
honestly.
Not something new.
He'd lie, cheat, and steal to go the opening of a Venetian blind if he knew the television camera.
By the way, I'd like to make it clear to Entertainment Tonight that I will be beating the crap out of some guy named Shwilly at a David Cassidy show. You might want to get that on TV.
No, remember it's like no, I'm not gonna.
David, said, "We know we gotta go. Show is over." David, thank you very much.
God bless you guys.
Malcolm in the Middle.
November 2nd.
November 2nd. Make sure to watch it.
Very, very interesting.
Uh huh. Like your love life, baby.
Wow.
How about that?
Oh, that hurts me, kind of, but not really.
Yeah, you're boning the 27-year-old that we all know now.
Yeah, that's good. Huh?
Yeah, baby.
I'm not boning the same bitch forever.
You still need to point at Jack, or we're not getting out of here till Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right, there.
Call Jamie and Danny now. 1-877-487-9999.
My emotions pointed at you.
955 star 98.7 Chris Hughes.